welcome to the SVGB podcast, also known as the Kevin Hit the Table podcast. So that was all that noise. Also known as the Super Video Game Bros podcast. I'll get it out right one day, guys. I'll do it. I promise.
Yeah, I'll get it one day.
We've been away for a couple weeks due to me having a dog in the vet and Joey being in the vet as well.
Yes.
We were a little under the weather.
Yes.
That's good. Yes. But we're back, we're here, and we're ready to talk some video games. So let's start with some new releases. I don't think we touched on Halo 5.
Let's start with Halo 5 Guardians. We've all played it and beat it. Well, I have played it and beat it.
I never played it.
You never played it? Okay. Well, and also let's talk about the Elite console.
Okay.
Okay. So I got all that ready. The Elite's awesome. The controller is amazing. Mm-hmm. It's $500, so that's whatever. Mm-hmm. The controller is like $150, and it's supposedly rare, now going for $250 on the eBay.
Wow.
So that's nice. That's kind of ridiculous.
Okay.
I mean, the controller is amazing. It's cool. It's just what you expect when you pay that much money, so it's not like, wow, it's awesome.
Yeah.
But it's nicely built, and you wish all controllers would be built this way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have, like, special rings around the controller, that way the plastic doesn't get worn out and stuff, so it's pretty hefty.
Mm-hmm.
It's all made mostly of metal, and it's super heavy.
It's heavy.
Yeah.
Wow. It's very heavy.
And it's, like, training, like, so when I go back to, like, my regular Xbox One controller or my PS4 controller, it's, like, super light. It's like, I'm so buff. Yeah. So that was cool.
Have you modified it at all? Have you put any buttons in the back?
I have. It's just not stuff in the back kind of gets in the way.
Mm-hmm.
You would have to relearn how to use a controller again, to be honest. And I'm not a big racer as far as playing Forza or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to be able to utilize that. Even Steve, we were thinking of trying to have like a reload switch back there, but it was just kind of in the way. It wasn't natural.
Have you, would it work in Destiny at all? Like a MOBA?
That's what I played mostly on this controller.
Okay.
So I got Taken King for Xbox One.
Okay.
And I put my Mimi 20 hours in.
Mm-hmm.
And the controller is awesome. It feels good. I feel like when I'm pressing a button, it's happening right away.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, if the other controllers, you have that dead button spot every now and then, which happens to all games.
Mm-hmm.
So you're thinking, oh, it's lag or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's the controller.
Mm-hmm.
So now, I mean, I wish all controllers would be made this way, and I don't mind paying more, but
I agree 100% with
that. But look how expensive that is.
Yeah.
And we go through like three controllers over a lifetime period of one controller. This is going to last like three times as much as the other one. So it kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And controllers are $65 now too. Remember that. They're not $50. Everybody says, oh, no, they're not. They're like $70
you
after tax.
You have to get them like when Amazon is having a flash sale or
something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's $70 out the door. So, I mean, it's double your money for that, not triple. So get that corrected. I haven't noticed any difference as far as the Elite's hard drive, hybrid hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
I've played Destiny, and I know the loading time of PlayStation. It seemed very similar, nothing different, but it's an online game.
Mm-hmm.
I really have nothing to compare it to because I don't play too much Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
So it seemed fine, but it didn't seem like, wow, that was fast. It was just kind of normal.
How was an install? Was there any install at all? Could you tell that way?
I couldn't tell because I was at the office and the internet is slow there.
Correct.
It has DCS or DLC, whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
I played Tomb Raider on it as well, and it's cool. I mean, the controller is nice.
Mm-hmm.
The console itself, I'm kind of like thinking like, okay, this is a great console, but why you keep releasing more exclusive consoles than games? Xbox, Microsoft. There's so many consoles. There's so many Xbox One consoles.
Mm-hmm.
Please release better games, so people can play on your amazing console.
Yeah,
because your console is amazing. Fact. But it's not going to go anywhere without games.
Correct. I agree 100%. I mean, Tomb Raider to me was that game to bring people in. But I've talked to a lot of my friends who have an Xbox One who say Tomb Raider's not their game. And in my head, I'm like, why don't you play that game? It's awesome.
Yeah.
But if it's not your game, it's not your game.
It's not your game.
Like, that's just the bottom line.
Yeah.
And there are people that have all consoles, so they're kind of spoiled. But I think if they only had an Xbox, of course they would buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of these people that have the multi-console, they might just wait to play it on PlayStation.
Right. And I notice people like do the same thing. Like, they'll have all consoles, but they find themselves mostly playing only Xbox. And their PlayStation sits there.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. Because I have the situation where I'm trying to find a reason to play my Xbox. Because I'm not being biased. I just don't have a reason to play Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, they have the same amount of games as far as like everything's released. All the major titles. Destiny, Fallout, you know, all the great titles are on Metal Gear.
Yeah.
They're on both consoles.
Yeah.
And there's nothing like, I'm not into Halo. I played it, liked it. It just seems like it's very ancient. It's not growing.
Mm-hmm.
It seems very plain. The 60 frames is amazing, but they dumbed down the graphics. Everything's kind of has like no textures and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that, like I'm playing a PC game.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems very similar. There was even a meme and they showed all the Master Chiefs for all the games. They're like, pick.
Yeah.
Which game it is, and you could barely tell. Master Chief looked identical to like all the generations, because that's just their their style, and I understand a style, but I think they should evolve a little more and look a little different. The controlling is a lot better, but there was no satisfaction as far as, like, when you shoot an enemy, there was no damage. It was just a kill. They would die, you know? But, like, when you shoot the enemies in other games, they do a flinch, or they twitch, or they didn't move. It just felt like I was shooting a brick wall, and these enemies were just, you know, all over, and there was no blood, there's no deets, no things flying off of them.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of, like, very generic.
Yeah, Halo for me is... So when I played Halo 5, I played it for about 2 hours. I mean, it's a shooter. In my opinion, all shooters are exactly the same. So I can play Call of Duty, I can play Halo, I can play Killzone,
but
I can play
Resistance. They're not, though.
But
they're the same where they're first-person shooting, but they're
still different. But you still have the different weapons and the different techniques.
Yeah, different generation and timeline.
But to me, in my head, the way I see it is, like, how much can I do in a first-person shooter?
A lot.
Again, there's different...
I mean, you can...
How much can you do in Halo in a first-person shooting? You're right. There's not much.
They're adding all the... They upgraded and added all the modes that other games have or are going to upgrade. So...
They just have Team Deathmatch, which is like 8 people. And that's not the same as anything else. That's classic, Halo. Yeah. Classic Halo. They have, like, and nobody could ever compare to that. Because that's just... That's different because people grew up with this. And it's just different. It's like memories, and it's probably awesome for people that experiencing this, because Halo was ahead of its time.
Well, Halo was made for Xbox players only.
Halo 1 was ahead of its time. Halo 2 was also ahead of its time.
Yeah.
Then it stopped.
Halo 3... Because people started seeing the first-person shooter, like Call of Duty started up in their game.
Yeah.
All these games started up in their game.
Yeah, there was evolving, right. And then... Yeah. Kind of Halo just kind of just doing fan service.
Also, because Halo's on one console and all these other games are on multi-console. Well, I'll say Call of Duty. So Call of Duty's on multi-console, so you have everybody trying out these games. Halo is on one, so you get people just playing Halo for or just buying an Xbox for Halo.
Right. You know? And that Halo is a console seller for a lot of people. Yeah. And that's just the game they go to.
I can't do it for
But the same people that love Halo, some love Call of Duty. They love Battlefield.
They just love shooters.
They just love that kind of that game. And they love Destiny, too. Like, the people that love that. There's some fanboys that are hurt that, you know, Bungie did the whole thing. But other than that, everybody that likes Halo likes Destiny, I found out.
Yeah,
so it's not like it's too different. But Halo I don't see the appeal. I can understand if I grew up with it, but I don't see the appeal from
outside. You got on too late.
I don't see, like, I just don't see it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I really don't.
I'll
ask somebody, why is it amazing, and they can't give me an answer.
Yeah, because they've been playing it their whole life.
That's the answer. Yeah. That's the only answer.
But if you ask me why Mario is amazing, I can give you a list of things that Mario has done.
Exactly, but they've also evolved.
Yeah.
You know, Mario doesn't look like...
Has it, though?
Yes, it has. Yes, they have. They had different mechanics to it. They did different things for each generation.
But then now they're kind of...
Because they killed it.
Well, the last evolve would be Mario Galaxy. I mean, even that's not... It's kind of similar to Sunshine, but it's still unique.
And it was different. I didn't like it at first, but I loved it at the end.
Yeah, after a while.
I didn't like it because of the controls. So me having to catch all the
stuff. But it was still awesome. Like, I was very satisfied.
Galaxy 1 and 2 are one of my favorite, or both of my favorite Mario games. They're so good. I got 100 stars on both of those games.
They were good for what it was. They were really good. And,
but it was on the Wii.
But it was like, when you saw it, you're like, am I going to like this? But Nintendo sometimes knows, most of the time, that, you know, they're going to try something different, and we like it.
Yeah, well, I played Splatoon. Splatoon, to me, it's a third-person shooter. It's like a Gears of War. It's like all these other third-person experiences. It's the same thing.
And you can't compare Gears of War to Splatoon.
Well, I'm shooting you with paint. First of all. I'm shooting you with paint instead of bullets. Like, that's all it is.
Splatoon,
like, it's a kid's game.
Splatoon is like a tutorial claiming game where it's strategy and there's more involved. Where Gears of War is a cover-based shooter.
Well,
you can't do that in Gears of War, right? You can't turn to a squid and go in your game.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah. Gears of War is harder than Splatoon, first of all.
Yeah, but I mean, they're all, again, in my head, all these shooters, like, I don't know how people stay up all night playing these game modes. Like, I get so bored. I get so bored of just waiting to play.
The same reason that we played Last of Us all night.
Last of Us is so different because there's so many different elements to that game.
Yeah, but it's just only how... I think it's a competitive edge of people, like... And if honestly, they don't have that much money, like, you know, certain people, they can't pick that many games. Mm-hmm. So maybe they only had enough money for Gears or for Splatoon or for Halo, and then they had to dedicate themselves to that game.
Yeah.
So that's what they have. Where we have the luxury of choosing, and most people kind of do.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of chose, you know, Last of Us at the time. Mm. And it was, I mean, that game's awesome.
I never beat it, by the way.
It's
still awesome.
It's still awesome. It's just so awesome. Something about just... I don't know.
Well, let me tell the story of that game really
so
quick.
So scary.
Yes, let me tell the story.
So scary of crafting shit and doing stuff. And then
Joey and Steve were playing Last of Us, and I was watching them for, I think this was the second time maybe I watched you guys. Or maybe even the first
time. It was the first time. It was the very first time.
So I was upstairs. I just got back from Japan, and I was living with Steve, and I was watching them play, and I was like, okay, I'm into this. And I kept watching. I watched for about an hour. And then I told them, I'm going to go buy this game. I'll be right back. Ran to Target, came back, installed, did everything, got the game, started playing it, and we didn't stop for, like, months.
Dude, it went hard for months. And then we came back for patches and stuff, and we came back for DLC.
And that's why I didn't play the campaigns, because when I started the campaign, the whole intro takes forever, and I thought my skills were better, so I'm trying to play this game, like, I'm scaling the first building, trying to sneak past the clickers and stuff.
Mm.
And it was so hard for me because I know I'm better than what they're giving me. And it took so long for me to... I got to, like, the Capitol building.
Mm.
And I think I got a little bit past that. But it just took so long. But I played multiplayer for 40 hours before I even jumped in the campaign.
Yeah.
And that was my problem. That was my fault.
Yeah,
I screwed up.
I just don't think you put effort on certain things, to be honest.
Like, I didn't.
You just get, I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with the story. But, like, I didn't ask Joey. I had Last of Us Online had no appeal. I never bothered. He knows his way in.
Yeah. Me too.
Figured it out. And he told me, Steve, you should play it. And we're like, sure, whatever.
Yeah.
100 rank later, because he was 100 when we started.
Yes.
And we jumped on finally, and I was like, holy shit, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And that was my first.
You tell me I have to craft my bombs? And I have to do this. I was like, what?
And we were so in awe watching Joey, remember? He was all like, all crafting everything, all fluid.
Throwing smoke bombs.
Dropping a bomb.
I would love dying to watch Joey play. Like, you just watch him run around and. I don't know, that game, it grabbed me. The multiplayer grabbed me. Mm. I think the fact that when I had gotten back from my trip, everyone had already beaten it. It was kind of a thing in the past already. And I came back and I was like, okay, what do I play?
Mm.
And I had to like play catch up almost. I played so many different games, but that multiplayer, that was one of the only multiplayer online games that I played online.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I think that's the only one that I enjoy
until Destiny, right?
Well, Destiny PvE is enjoyable. Mm-hmm. PvP is not. It's like a chore.
It's not the same
because the way they do it, they force it upon you. So if I get like this awesome quests to get like our exotic sword, for instance,
an exotic.
We had to do like a mission, do this, do that, do different things to get it, and then go into Crucible and kill 25 people with it. And you're like, oh fuck,
yeah,
it's like a chore.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like Crucible that much. It's not that I'm terrible. I completed the mission. You know, I could do things.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't never... I don't know. I just don't like PvP on shooters.
Don't like getting into it.
Yeah. You know, Iron Banner is on, and I like the prizes, so I may jump in and try to get the gauntlets and that. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's fun, but the majority of the time feels like chores. For Last of Us, like... We could be losing, and I'll fucking love it, dude.
I love losing in Last of Us, so I'm like, let's come back. Let's do
this. And some of the games that we're in, it's just like, it's just there's more involved than what you do.
Yeah.
There's more planning, there's more thinking, there's more strategy. Mm-hmm. And we've been on teams where people suck so bad, and just me and Joey fucking... Me and him are a team, dude.
Yeah.
And we came back so many times together, and just like, fuck, that good feeling of like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Does the new Tomb Raider have online?
New Tomb Raider is terrible. Okay, we'll get to that. But do you want to get to it now?
Wait.
It is fucking terrible.
The whole game itself?
I'm pissed at it, actually. I'm mad. Okay, the controls are fucking clunky. Uh-huh. Like, it made it worse. Like, how do you make an awesome game worse?
How do you make that game worse? Because that game, we were trading the discs back and forth.
Dude, that game was amazing. The first one was great. I beat it, played it 3 times on 3 different consoles.
Yes.
Xbox One, PS4, and PS3.
Wow. Yeah.
All of them. I beat them all, and I loved it.
Yeah.
I was just so let down. The angle of the character while they're shooting, it's so clunky, like... I need to hand it to you to see.
I played the bear a little bit.
It's not clean, like HD, like not clean. I think the frame rate's off. Mm-hmm. It's just clunky. Mm-hmm. It's just not.
You think they need to just do an update and that might fix it?
I wish, but I don't think so because I think it's a frame rate issue. I think she doesn't look like the same before. She looks hotter how she was. They made her look a little different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick of open world games, okay?
Oh, it's an open world? So
there has been way too many fucking open world games. And I'm sorry, but I want to shoot things and kill things and open up, do tombs and do puzzles. I don't want to pick berries. I'm sick of fucking picking berries. You have to craft everything, which I don't have a problem with. That's awesome. I love how they added that in. But the fact that there's segments in the game where they say, okay, now you're in this land. And it's this big patch of land. Mm-hmm. It's not a big open world, but it's like a big patch of land.
Good enough.
Where it's like, and the guy comes up to you and says, I need your help. Would you help me clear this cave? And you're like, oh, I feel like a dick if I say no. Let me help you. But you actually have to say yes to get in certain parts. Mm-hmm. To like the breathable thing underwater to go to certain tombs. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, I don't want to, I don't know. I was kind of irritated by it.
Awesome.
Dude, the first one was on. I honestly have already put like four or five hours in. Mm-hmm. And I haven't had that many battles. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. Hmm. And I had only one tomb. One fucking tomb, which was easier than shit.
How's the bow and arrow work?
The tombs are actually awesome, but it was easy because like from our previous paths. Mm-hmm. The tombs are awesome, but they leave you hungry for more. Yeah. I want more, like, more puzzles, please. And what was the question?
There was one, how's the bow and arrow work? Because in the first one, that was my shit.
Clunky.
Ugh, what a disappointment. Yeah, the puzzles in the first one, there was the one puzzle where you had to drop the box that slid down the thing, the cat on the fire.
It doesn't look that great, and I'm playing on a baby monitor when, you know, my clean monitor's in the store. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look that great. I'm not impressed, you know, for what it is.
Dang, that's disappointing.
Metal Gear looked better.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's disappointing. So is it the same kind of open world as Metal Gear? Like, it's open world?
No, Metal Gear is open fucking world. This is like, I'll go through, it's linear. Mm-hmm. But it has patches of open world.
Okay.
So, like, I'll have a big center patch where you can kind of explore and go back and forth to certain patches. Because you can't, like, you start on the land and you can't do everything because you need certain tools to unlock first. Kind of like the first one.
The first one.
But when you go back and forth, but they're bigger and they're more frequent.
Okay.
So the game could easily be like a 40-hour game, which the other one was like, I think, 15.
Which for that game is fine. I don't want to play a game like for 40 that hours. For 40 hours.
Well,
You're trying to platinum it.
I just want more action, you know? Yeah. I love these cinematics where I'm climbing and breaking ice, but it happens every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I don't want...
Well, that was my problem with the first one. In the beginning, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. But then that tapered off. So maybe it could taper off later, but...
People aren't playing it, so...
Yeah, nobody's playing it.
I don't even know what I got. And as far as reviews, I don't care about reviews anymore. Yeah. People are just so biased. Mm-hmm. I've been watching like GameSpot's and IGN's reviews and what people say. And just like, okay, the guy that hates Halo is talking bad about Halo. Ooh, surprise. Mm-hmm. The guy that hates Destiny is talking bad about Destiny. Oh, surprise. Mm-hmm. You know, the girl that's never played RPGs doesn't like this RPG. Oh, surprise.
Would it be cooler to have two reviewers on a game? So you can get the...
It's impossible.
I don't play Halo review.
It's impossible for 1, 2, 3, 10 people to do a review on a game because everybody has bias.
Correct.
It's impossible. You know, I think they should stop doing it because it's killing the industry because so many people blindly trust it.
Correct.
Because I bet you if we get tennis, we're going to have fun.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking tennis. Tennis
got a 6 on GameSpot and a 4.8 on
it's
IGN.
It's fucking tennis. And I played tennis. It at E3. It's tennis.
I love tennis. Like, what more do you want?
They probably said, oh, it's tennis. It's tennis. Yeah. It's.
What more do you want from a tennis game? Mm-hmm. Like, it's.
They get big. It's they tennis. Get huge. Ooh.
Yeah, it's tennis.
Woo.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand these games, and a lot of the games that are open world seem to get better reviews, which bugs me, because it seems like now kids think, oh, if a game's not 60 hours, then why am I paying $60 for it? Or
yeah, but you notice how nobody I heard so much shit about The Order, and The Order had so much potential. And a lot of, like, shit that, like, I would pick up a picture and it's like, okay, how does this pertain to the game? It looks beautiful, but it doesn't fucking pertain to the game.
I can turn this upside down.
The game was great, you know, and all. Mm-hmm. And then it was, like, 8-10 hours, you know? And it was a good game. It just didn't...
It was so close to being great. So close.
It just seemed like their budget got cut or something happened.
Time.
And then fucking Halo is exactly the fucking same and worse. But nobody bitches about that. Mm-hmm. It's like, three of my missions in Halo, walking into a fucking village, talking to two guys, and a mission trophy. Mm-hmm. Our achievement. It's like, really?
Yeah.
Like, really? Okay. Like, and nobody's bitching about that. Like, it was, the Halo was like 8 hours, 7 hours to beat. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, where's all the complaints about? Because Order got so much shit. Mm-hmm. And it got Order shit from got me because shit. I had so much hopes for it and it let me down. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if I was like, I think how they advertised it was really bad.
They advertised it as a Gears of War third-person like shooter big, action adventure.
Big game that you would get like 15 hours at least from.
It was more of like a like a novel, like a visual novel.
Like a story based. Reading, like a story
it was very based. Cinematic. Mm. Yeah. It was so even when you, it was beautiful.
Mm. The story was awesome too.
The gunplay was good. This is what wasn't enough of things. Mm-hmm. You know,
right when you would do this awesome stuff, you'd be finally getting into your groove with the guns, sneaking up on people, killing them. Mm-hmm. That would end.
It'll be a good game later when people figure it out, and it's like $20 now, brand new. So
People, I think people should play that game.
People are to come in. It's great. I liked it. You know, and best thing about that game, and best thing about Halo. It ends.
Yes, it ends.
Not, I know you guys are laughing, but...
No, it ends.
It ends.
Yes.
Like, it's great to sit and play a game, enjoy it from beginning to end, and be done. Mm. It ends.
Does Fallout end?
No, fuck no. They're going to have all... Dude, no. It took me 2 hours to make my character, to get out of the shelter, to find the fucking dog, and start killing bees. And I'm like, I'm done. I'm just... Yeah, I'm not. I'm doing it.
And that's why I'm done with gaming.
I think this year they fucked up. They did too much.
Everything's open world. I hope this phase ends. It needs to stop. I want my Grand Theft Auto, and that's about it. Mm-hmm. Like, leave it alone. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. Grand Theft Auto, to me, is the only game that works open world. Like, I don't want to have to run.
I'm purposely avoiding all the open world games, with the exception of Metal Gear, obviously.
Well,
and Destiny.
You both loved Skyrim. So how was online? How was
Elder Scrolls?
Elder Scrolls
was
online.
Fun for its.
It was
its
fun
run.
For a bit, but
it
we
was
did...
a filler though, right? Like,
yes, yeah, I would say definitely yeah. what is was a filler. Yeah.
So, but what was the were there major differences in Skyrim and online?
You know what's the difference between that game and Skyrim? First of all, Skyrim was way better of game, way better epic moments, fun. But you're by yourself. Mm-hmm. So with Elder Scrolls, we get to make fun of each other. It's just awesome playing with friends. We get to team up and do dungeons together. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just fun, dude. Like when you have people around you, it's pretty fun. Yeah. Like MMOs, I've never got them because I never played any PC games. But once I started MMOs, I think that's what the draw is. It's like a social thing, you know. And then like
I like playing games by myself.
You would get a quest.
Yeah,
me too.
Me too.
But I would get a quest, and then I'll get an item, and some random person I don't know in the world is like, "How'd you get that sword?" Yeah. I'd be like, "Oh, you can do this. Well, how?" And I'll help them out and get them started.
Yeah.
And then get a friend. Mm-hmm. And then like it's like different. It's like awesome. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not very social, but for that I think that was cool. Like you know doing stuff on like the raid. Yeah. Six of us. Mm-hmm. We've been doing raids with me, Matt, Chris, all of us.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
It's awesome. They're like so fun. Mm-hmm. But it's like it's hard puzzles, like hardcore puzzles.
Yeah.
And we're figuring out little by little, we're getting through it and we're beating it. And it's fun. It's hilarious. We do jokes. It's just fun, dude.
So now I know you play with people you don't know. Do you play with people you don't know?
Well see, when I play with people I don't know, I make sure I don't know them. Like I don't wear my headset. I just play the game.
Correct.
So, yes, I do play with people. I don't know.
Well, on Destiny, you don't have a choice.
On Destiny,
you kind of don't.
Even doing the raids, the I don't like doing them with random people. Because they complain, they bitch, they whine, they mock. I don't like any of that shit. Mm-hmm. So, to play with Steve and Chris and everyone, it's, like Steve said, it's fun.
Well,
it's entertaining.
Yeah, because we complain, we mock, we do all that, but it's us.
But it's us, yeah.
So, it's fine.
It's fun, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But there's none of us... being mean to each other or calling each other out and saying you suck or me
we don't always
I could even kick them and block them from my fire team too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate when
like I've
that.
Had people do that.
Yeah.
I've had people do that in my group and kick somebody out. I was like, that kind of sucks, man. Like you just kick somebody out, that's fucked up, you know, just because he couldn't do something you wanted to do. Like people's egos get so big. But I don't raid with strangers anymore. Fuck that now. I stopped.
Liked
I used
them,
to do that a lot, but at first when at the Vault of Glass, I had a team.
Yeah,
and we
did,
met every Thursday, and it was cool. It was like a scheduled thing, and it was good if you could get that going. I suggest it. But friends, nothing beats it, dude.
No.
Like we could be sucking balls and still having a blast. Yeah.
I didn't play Last of Us by myself. Ever.
We're playing for 4 or 5 hours.
I've never played Last of Us by myself. No. Because it was always us three or me and Steve
or me. Yeah.
I played it by myself a lot.
Yeah, me too.
I never played by myself ever. I would play a couple games here and there, but it would never be like hours and hours.
Every
and hours
time
and hours.
I played myself, I was a beast.
Yeah, I would be great because I'd be matched up against 300s because of you, and then it'd be like, okay, now I'm good.
Every time I played myself, I was a beast, dude. I was just like fucking.
And then I played, and then I play again. I remember they did
my highlight reels.
They did that stupid update, and it destroyed me
with the stick and a nail in it.
Oh, it destroyed me, man.
Yeah,
stupid updates. So Fallout's. You just played the first couple hours.
First couple hours, the game's great. If that was the only open world game this year, I think I would have beat it all.
Mm-hmm.
But I just burnt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why I kind of just put Tomb on the side for a bit. I was like, okay. It's not satisfying my need. Like,
were you expecting a lot from Tomb Raider?
I was expecting action, like to shoot and do stuff. Yeah. I wasn't expecting to pick berries for 40 minutes.
And you're 5 hours in?
Mm-hmm. Should be. You know what I mean? I had one amazing, not amazing, but I had one
epic.
The bear fight was cool. Cool. I don't think that's a spoiler. It's too early.
No,
bear fight was not cool. It was a bear.
it looked cool.
I used the same strategy as Metal Gear, and they had a bear there too. I think every open world has a bear now. I think that's a standard.
Seems like it.
It's a dog. You have to have a dog.
But the white bear was more epic. Yeah, you got the white bear yet?
That's a big bear. There's a dog, there's a bear, and there's a horse in like every game.
Yep. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, dude.
That's it.
Sometimes there's monkeys.
Yeah.
Sometimes
the D-Dog. Fallout had a dog.
Like, Fallout to me, just those games have never been visually Fallout appealing. Fallout to me
has always came out in the wrong time where I don't have time to do it.
Yeah.
Mm. It looks like something I would like. It's like it's made by Bethesda. Same thing they make Skyrim. I think I would like it, but I need a break.
It's too much. It's just nonstop gameplay.
I'll go ahead and get Fallout 4 Game of the Year Edition.
Yeah, after all 30 packs are released.
It'll be $39.99.
Yeah, that happens soon.
It's good to wait. Mm. Not everything you got to get soon and quick.
Yeah.
Call of Duty was a piece of crap, but so many people bought it and so many people loved it. It broke so many records.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Fallout 4 was so successful, digital downloads.
Mm-hmm.
It was so successful that even the porn hubs had less traffic during that week.
Well, that's a lot of
that's a fact. That's a fact.
I get it.
That's a fact.
There's a lot of lonely nerds that went to
Fallout. They took a hit that week.
Call of Duty.
Interesting.
Yep. And then they had the most downloads ever.
Wait, like Fallout or Call of Duty?
Fallout. Okay. Call of Duty, no. Fallout, that. Call of Duty had the most sales. They broke so much record in sales.
Mm-hmm.
Which.
Well, they sell on 40 consoles, so they better break something.
I mean, there's a lot of Mexicans, so. I'm Mexican, so I could say
that's
it.
That's not racist.
They fucking love Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I own a store, they come to it, and they buy it, so whatever. But yeah, I mean, there's. All their 10-year-old kids get Call of Duty and they play it. And I tell the parent, you shouldn't buy this. And they say, it's okay.
Yeah.
But that's just what it is.
They let them buy it. I don't get that.
I don't get it either. Well, you know, I don't understand it. But that's what it is.
I played Call of Duty for a little bit. And I don't get it.
It's all the same.
I don't play no more. I tried it one more time on Ghost to see the graphics.
I played Black Ops 2 on my for a little bit.
Just to see the new gen graphics.
And
pretty much that's it. And I was like, you know what? I am done with this garbage.
I think people are playing games for graphics now.
Mm-hmm.
And not...
Were the graphics even good in Black Ops?
Black Ops 2, yes. They were very good.
No, 3.
Oh, and 3, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, those games are beautiful.
Okay.
That's never the problem with those games. But I played... When you play the campaign in those games, the screen's just shaking because you're in like a Jeep and I'm just like, what? Like, I'm gonna throw up right now. Like, what are you doing?
I'm really proud of Steve for not playing Black Ops 3.
Yeah, it's
he actually just said no thanks this time.
Yeah,
I was like, awesome.
How many can you play?
Because he's played and beat everyone.
Yeah, I knew a person who just played the campaign on those games.
Yeah, Steve.
And loves them.
Just campaign.
That's Steve.
Just campaign.
Wow.
That's Steve.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. Play the campaign, cool. Yeah. I don't see. Yeah. I don't get the online.
But obviously, he just is tired of it.
Now let me get to something that I hate more than anything. What EA has done with Star Wars and Battlefront, okay?
Titanfall. EA does that though.
You have the biggest universe.
Mm-hmm.
You have a game where you can make the biggest universe of all time. You can literally make up any story you want. You can make up characters. You can do whatever you want in the Star Wars universe. You have just the biggest space possible, and you don't make a campaign. You do not make a 10-hour campaign. Why? Why do you do that?
You're referring to Battlefront, though, right?
Correct.
Battlefront's always been like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Battlefront has always been like that, and they have like little mini missions.
Yeah,
and they have like 60 missions, and all of them are amazing. They're fun. I could understand there's no linear story or nothing to go off of, but all these little mini missions are like tips of the hat to the movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Multiplayer, I played it for a bit. I don't know why, but every time I play multiplayer on launch, I'm fucking beast.
Yeah.
Like,
it's equal playing.
Everybody sucks. Yeah.
Because when you go to sleep, they don't.
Yeah, right?
So
and I come back.
As soon as you turn on your console, they're better than
you. I'll jump in that like a month later, and I'm just fucking just getting destroyed.
Yeah.
But I'm beast in the beginning. And I was having a blast. You know, it was fun. Mm-hmm. I love the sound effects. Like, riding the racer was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Riding the AT-ATs was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just fan service. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Battlefront's never been a campaign or any kind of move.
But why don't you change that when you can do it?
It's EA. That's what they do, man.
But you can do it.
No.
Because they haven't... When's the last Star Wars game that was released?
The Force Unleashed?
That was the last one?
Force Unleashed 2, yeah.
Okay.
I think because they were supposed to release 1313, but that got canned. And that was supposed to be, I think, like a Unleashed, like MMO sort of thing. Yeah, Star Wars has great games. I think GameCube era was the best for Star Wars games. You had Rogue Squadron 2.
That Star Wars platformer was actually awesome.
That was cool. Yeah, there was like a... They almost had like an MMO for GameCube, but it wasn't online. You had to play locally.
The Xbox?
No, there was one for GameCube. It was something number 2.
The Knights of the Old Republic was only on Xbox, wasn't it?
That was one before that. Well, Star Wars typically makes great
Xbox
games.
Xbox was released at the same time as GameCube.
Yeah. Star Wars makes... They make really great games, but they kind of stopped.
No, I don't think they stopped. I think everybody might be overthinking it and giving EA too much crap. Mm-hmm. And they might have a restriction. Disney might have restrictions on that. Mm-hmm. They might not want them to do things like that because they don't want to have competition with the movie. Mm-hmm. Okay? But they want to have advertisement for the movie, and this is perfect.
Yeah.
It gives this little... It's like an appetizer mm-hmm. to the movie. Mm-hmm. That's how I see it. It's fun. It's great.
Doing DLC
I'll give
for
Nathan...
The movie.
He's Darth Vader for a mission. Yeah. He's having a blast. He's playing it. It's not that difficult. It's pretty easy. Mm-hmm. It's fun. Like, it's fan service. Like, the sound effects, everything was gorgeous. It's
Can
a great...
a barrel roll in the Millennium Falcon?
It's a great game.
That'd be awesome.
It's a great game, but I can see what people are disappointed. I don't know what they expected, because like Joey said, that's Battlefront.
It's always been that way.
I just want an awesome Star Wars story.
You know, that's all I want. It's coming.
You can make your own story.
It's coming.
You can be Darth Vader and fight Luke or whoever.
I don't want that. Like, I didn't like Titanfall because of that. Like, I played the campaign in Titanfall.
That's not a campaign.
It's not a campaign.
No.
It's just training, right?
It was awful.
It's multiplayer.
It's multiplayer.
Oh, it's multiplayer.
But with some guy talking in the back and you can't even understand him because the volume's so low.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But
I didn't know that.
The games without campaign, it's not the fact that Battlefront does that. It's games without campaign in general. Because when the server shuts down this game, mm-hmm. you're done. That's it.
That's mm-hmm. their plan.
It's over.
That's mm-hmm. it.
I know. And I hate it.
That's what it is,
man.
Enjoy
it while it lasts.
You
like,
know why?
Could you imagine not being able to play Mario? Like, the first Super Mario?
That's how they're making their money, man.
I can, like...
That's their strategy, and it's working, because all these people buy these games.
The fact I love Mario so much is because I went back and played it. Mm-hmm. I could show people this game. And in 15 years, when the server's off, and if that... Mm-hmm. Like, there's not going to be retro gaming that's mm-hmm. going to disappear from this generation. And the next generation is going to be even worse because it's going to be all digital.
Mm. Yeah.
And all these games, I think, are going to be the campaign. People don't play campaigns, man. Mm-hmm. People skip cutscenes.
I know.
We're watching some guy play Ground Zero's Metal Gear. Mm. And he skipped cutscenes.
And he was a hardcore metal fan, quote unquote.
And I was like, what are you doing?
He was skipping cutscenes. And I was like, okay.
Well, I can't say much, but maybe he already watched them.
No, his first time.
Yeah, first time playing.
Oh, it was the first time. Okay, yes. I got nothing on that.
Yeah.
That's how do you skip a cutscene? I had people playing Final Fantasy VII. They would wonder why they can't skip the cutscenes. I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
wow.
Like, why would you do that? Mm-hmm. I don't understand why people do that.
Well, that's what they're catering to now, Kev.
Oh, I know what it hurts.
They just want to play the game.
It's sad. It's very sad.
Yeah.
I don't get it. That's why
you support the games that we like. Right when they come out, we buy it. Mm-hmm. And the games that we don't like, don't support it. I don't buy them.
We wait till they're $6
and then
3 months and play them.
This whole open world thing needs to stop. Like you said, mm-hmm. there's way too much of it this year, and mm-hmm. everybody wants to do it.
Yeah.
And that's where...
Far Cry, Dragon Age.
That's where Tomb Raider went wrong.
Yeah.
It felt like it was a chore in between the fun stuff. Mm-hmm. So it felt like they gave me an awesome Tomb to raid. A nice little action pack thing to shoot, mm-hmm. and I had like homework to do before I got back to that again. Yeah. I don't want to feel like that in a game.
Yeah,
I don't want to feel like that at all.
You just want to go.
Yeah, I just want to do stuff.
Yeah.
Now, if Joey was with me and we're both playing that game together, mm-hmm. that could have been cool. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, you could do 2-player co-op Tomb Raider.
We'd be talking the whole time.
That'd be cool. We could talk. Oh, get those berries over there. Cool, got it, bro. Like,
mm-hmm. yeah.
So I mean,
yeah.
You know, it is what it is. But I was kind of disappointed. It makes sense now why it's exclusive. Total sense.
Well. We'll see what happens in a year when it releases. Maybe they fix everything. You'll buy it for PlayStation.
It's the same shit. No way.
Well, you bought the last one for all the consoles.
Yeah, because it was good. Yeah. It was fucking good.
What if they say it's like fixed? Quote unquote fixed.
They don't know. I'm done. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy the first one and replay it.
Yeah, why not? That's a great game.
It's a good game.
Sam.
The Sam in this one?
No, that's why it sucks.
Oh. The big Samoan is, though, right?
It's okay. Tomb Raider is good. It's just not as... It got worse from the first one. Mm-hmm. You don't go backwards.
I don't understand how games do that.
Yeah, you don't go backwards.
There's another game recently that did that. Castlevania, Lords of Shadows.
Oh, yeah. They went really bad backwards.
You had a great game. You made a great game. And then you make Lords of Shadows 2. Mm-hmm. And what did you do?
Yeah, you don't go backwards.
You eliminate all the mechanics. Mm-hmm. You eliminate all the stuff. And you try to put story that doesn't belong mm-hmm. when you have a story that's already there and all sorts of things that I don't...
Yeah, Tomb Raider should have more puzzles because mm-hmm. that's what it is. Tomb Raiding tombs. Yeah. I like doing that.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Tomb Raider.
So you're saying but you raid tombs.
Raid tombs.
Interesting.
But instead, you're shooting squirrels and picking berries.
Picking berries.
Well,
and helping guys. Can you help me clear this cave?
Very rare.
Well, if he's already there, then why?
That's what I'm saying.
Why do you need to be there? Lara, come on. Pick your battles.
Just checking her out, man.
Well, I mean, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, I get it. What's releasing soon? Is there anything else before the holiday season? Or is that the big holiday release?
That's pretty much it. The last big game is Just Cause 3, which is not even that big. But it might be the best game, honestly, because I enjoyed the second one.
There's a lot of explosions in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Everything explodes.
Yeah, so that... What else came out?
Oh, no. Wii U, they released Animal Crossing Amiibo Festival. Duh.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, why... Nintendo.
I've never played Animal Crossing, so I...
No, it's not Animal Crossing. It's an Animal Crossing board game.
Oh, it's a board game.
Correct, that you use Amiibos for.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Yeah, instead of making an Animal Crossing game for the Wii U, which would move units,
yeah,
they decide to make a board game instead.
An actual board game?
It's a...
Or a virtual board game?
It's Mario Party, but Animal Crossing.
Oh, okay.
With Amiibos.
Okay.
Amiibos.
With Amiibos, okay.
And then you buy cards, too, for power-ups and stuff, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Probably awesome.
Going back to doing
but we're
that.
Just not like...
I love Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. It doesn't do anything. That game does nothing. Like, I dig holes and I find fossils and that game does nothing. And I don't know why I love it so much. I put 60 hours into the one for 3DS.
Did you?
Yes. Shit. Why? I don't know. I don't know what I did. I decorated my house.
It's like Sims, that's why.
Yeah, I just don't know what I did.
Like you mail shit and...
But you, if you make muffins. That game for the Wii U, it moves units. Now I'm thinking
you
they don't make that
game.
You
catch fish and sell them?
Yeah. You like that?
Animal
what
Crossing,
do?
Yeah. Sims, no.
Yeah, not The Sims.
No, not Sims.
See, Max the Lupa. But you... So now I'm thinking they were going to make an Animal Crossing game, scrapped it, made this game instead because they were too far in development, and then maybe...
Wrong.
Making it for
they made this game on purpose game. Because there's still something called Amiibos.
God.
They're fucking us with Amiibos. I'm done with buying... Like, I'm not buying Animal Crossing... Buying any others.
But they're so pretty.
I'll buy certain ones that I like.
They're so pretty.
They are pretty.
I know.
But I'm not getting there. I'm not doing that. I'm buying I got the big box.
Did you order your Twilight Princess?
Yes, I did. Okay. But I slipped on my Mega Man Legacy.
Ah, the gold.
I'll get it, though. I'm not worried about it.
But when I was watching the Direct,
I'll pay a fucking scalper.
Well, you just paint it. Just spray paint yours gold.
No, it comes in a big box.
Oh, of course.
It comes in a big box, and the golden
Mega Man's
inside,
mm-hmm.
and then it has the hard copy of 1-6.
Oh, that's so sick.
But it's the same Mega Man as the other one, right? Same pose?
Same pose, just fucking...
Yeah, they're like, oh, we have all these backordered that for some reason we didn't sell.
I don't even think it's backordered. They just remolded it and sprayed it gold. They're destroying it on Amiibos right now. They're making money.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's why they're making Animal Crossing.
They got Cloud, so I mean...
When that was so cool.
When
what
out?
Happened with that? I heard about
they
that.
They got Cloud in Smash.
So he's a fisherman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Dude. I gotta show you the trailer. It's incredible.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotta see
once that. Oh my god. Yeah. It was actually cool seeing Midgar.
That's how you know they have money.
Smash.
So.
Yeah.
Because they're smart because they keep giving us little bits to kind of revive their game.
I want that Cloud Amiibo. I'm getting that.
Of course. Yeah. Everybody
definite.
Is.
I have to get that.
And it'll be thousands of them. Haha, scalpers.
Yeah.
They could just walk in like I walked in with Nate Dogg at Target.
Mm-hmm.
Launch day for that for all the green Yoshi and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It was all there. I was the only one there. They even have them on the floor. They had to open them all up for me, and I got to hand pick which one I wanted. I was like, I'll get this one. I'll get this one.
Nice.
Nathan's like, you know how to get the green one? I'm like, nope. It's Kim's in the bundle already. I'm not falling for that shit.
Yeah, I bought the pink one. I think it's cool. I'm keeping it because it's Yarn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason I have it. Well, I have two Amiibos, so I had the first 26.
I don't know, man.
Whatever.
You had the first three waves.
First three or four waves, whatever. Got
three
rid
waves.
Of those.
Three waves, bro.
So now I only have the... opens, I have the Super Mario edition, and I don't even have the regular Mario, I have Silver Mario.
Mm.
And then I have the 30th anniversary Mario and Yarn Yoshi. Because those are the ones that I want.
Yeah, but what about that Mega Yarn Yoshi, though?
It's so it's
that
so
came
awesome.
Out last week.
It came out already?
Yeah, it came out. Toys R Us exclusive. I couldn't get it. I was too busy. $100 online.
Damn.
Nope.
Fuck you guys.
Just make one yourself.
I'm just gonna whittle one. No, I'm gonna wait. But I fucking want one.
Whittle? It's made out of wood.
I want a wood one.
Wood Yoshi?
Wood Yoshi? You know, that's probably the next Yoshi game is Wood
yeah,
Yoshi.
Yeah, probably.
Who knows, man?
Button Yoshi.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'll try to get that Yoshi when it drops. Fucking scalp.
It'll drop in a month.
After Christmas.
The hype will go down.
Yeah.
Well, some douchey will come to my store and try to sell it. So I'll be like, oh, sure.
The hype will come down. Sure. That's the way it works.
Sure.
Hey, as much as I loved the idea of Amiibo when it started, I despise it now. That's why I got out of the game.
Mm. It's better now. It stopped. Mm-hmm. All that bullshit stopped like the last two wave and a half. Because mm-hmm. there's so many now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's cool going into Best Buy and seeing everything's restocked. Mm-hmm. You're like,
and they reprint.
Yeah.
They reprint stuff. It's yeah. killing the values a lot. So yep. it's funny because it was on a Saturday and they released mm-hmm. Little Mac at Best Buy. And they released all the exclusives, I think, whatever Best Buy had. Lucario and Greninja, mm-hmm. all that shit. Mm-hmm. Meta Knight. They had all second prints, right? Mm-hmm. All day, guys in Best Buy bags trying to sell me at the store. And I was like, yeah, I'll get them. I'll buy $8 a piece. They're like, mm-hmm. well, they're rare. Well, no, man, you have a bag full of them. They reprinted them all.
They're so rare, man, that you have you know? 40 of them.
I'm all, and you're like the fourth guy that has no shame bringing it in a blue Best Buy bag.
Yeah.
Come on. Like, mm-hmm. at least put some effort and hide it and put it in a box and try a trick better.
Better go return those, man.
I'm pretty sure they did. Because they couldn't get it. It was mm-hmm. hilarious. All day long. But yeah, that's made the whole market easy. Like, I get what I want. Mm-hmm. And I don't think nobody cares as much about the...
I wanted them because I thought they were awesome.
Animal Crossing ones are pretty easy to get.
I wanted them because they're awesome.
Right. Me too. I think they're amazing. And I want my complete set of Smash Bros. Mm-hmm. And that's it. I'll get the Woolies. I'm going to get the Twilight Princess. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get all that cool stuff. Mm-hmm. I'll get the ones I want, but I won't do want a complete set of Smash. That's going to be amazing to have later.
Yes, mm-hmm. the only thing you have to complete is Smash, just because that's...
Because it's Smash.
That's Smash. Yeah.
And it's like everybody.
Yeah.
And it's Ryu's coming out.
Everybody.
I just got Ryu. I got Mewtwo or whatever
that is. Coming out.
Yeah.
Roy.
And then Cloud.
Cloud.
Excellent. I'm so happy about that. That mm-hmm. box is going to be so awesome. He's going to be in a terrible pose, though, I guarantee it.
Yeah, he'll probably be like this.
With sword. Probably his sword. Like, his sword will be behind him, and he'll be doing that. But I don't know.
His specials are pretty amazing.
They are.
You already have a special?
I'll show you when we're done.
They showed all his fighting abilities and everything. Damn. All his specials are just fan service to Seven.
It's ridiculous.
Mm. And even the text box is the same.
The music. The music cool. is the original music.
Of a level, Midgar level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And then Nintendo announced that they were doing Star Fox in April, the end of April.
You better fix that controls, Nintendo. Please fix the controls.
Fix the controls and do something with those GameCube graphics, please.
What, the HD?
Yeah, it looks the like, HD it GameCube looks like graphics? Star Fox Assault HD. Like, I like actually what they're doing with those new vehicles. I thought that was pretty sweet.
It makes it more puzzling.
Uh-huh.
At the end of the day, I just want to fly a fucking plane.
Yeah, but I mean, Star Fox 64 was 40 minutes long, if you really...
But how much do we love it?
Like 2 hours.
There you go. Star Fox 1, I could beat in a half hour and I fucking love it.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, okay, the first one. Yeah.
I'm happy with it.
No.
April, I mean, Nintendo has nothing coming out this holiday?
I don't want to pick Galactic Berries, please. Don't do that, Nintendo.
Galactic Berries?
Star Fox Adventure?
It's a new thing in games now, where they pick berries.
Pick berries. I'm sick of it. It's probably a dog in Star Fox.
Ooh, no, he's nice. A fox.
Is that a cat? What is a fox?
Star Fox is a fox.
His name is
Star Fox. Star Fox.
But is it what is it for?
It's a mammal.
It's like the canine. Is it like a?
No, he's a mammal.
He's like a fox is like a cat and a dog put together.
I think it's more dog than cat.
Yeah, I would say a little. Well, it has whiskers.
Cats have whiskers.
Dogs have whiskers, right?
I think so.
Do they?
Dogs have whiskers, Joe. Yes,
we sound like idiots. So Nintendo's not releasing anything this holiday except for
tennis
and Amiibo.
Nope, you're wrong.
What did they release?
You're wrong. Xenoblade, bro.
Oh yeah, Xenoblade.
You see that beautiful collector's edition box?
Yeah, did you get it?
Of course I did.
Nice. Good.
I got it.
That's the only game I was looking forward to this year.
I got it.
Was Xenoblade. But then I played Xenoblade Chronicles 3D on my 3DS and realized how terrible I am at that game and how heavy that game is. Like, it's a big game. And I didn't have time for that. I don't want to do that.
You don't have time for that?
I ain't got no time for
that.
I got no time for these games, man. They take up a lot of time.
You have to pick one.
Yeah.
A lot of time. And that was my problem. I couldn't pick one.
Mm-hmm.
So I would play 10 hours of 40 games instead of being a game.
True.
Because you got too many games.
Yeah, I couldn't stop buying them, man, because I love box art.
I played the Uncharted Nathan Drake collection finally.
Did you beat them all?
A long time ago. I'm not going to beat them again. I kind of just played two real quick. Frame rate's awesome, but it's a PS3 game.
Yeah. It's like you could tell.
Yeah, you could tell. I mean, that's cool, but... and then what else did I pop
up? I like that they did that, though, just to say, we're sorry for the delay. Here you go.
I don't think they did it for that, though.
It feels like it. I'm going to say that.
Yeah, okay.
They were coming out with that.
It does have the 4 beta online on there, which is pretty awesome.
Like the Last of Us demo, so you'll get it in 6 months?
Dude. That was the worst thing that any console has ever done to me, actually. Any PlayStation decided to sell God of War Ascension, okay? And already I was not interested in this game. And then I looked at it and I showed Kev, you were with me. I had a little black sticker on this game because it was Sony, and it said Last of Us demo included. Okay? That's what it fucking said. It's included, right? This is fucking included. That's what it says. We walked away from it and I was talking to Kev. I was like, I fucking should get it, huh? Just try the demo. Like, I don't want the game. Yeah, Kevin egged me on, you know, which he's good at doing.
Yes, let's play this game.
And then I went ahead and bought it.
Other people's money.
And we opened it up. Nor did we find.
We looked for about 30 minutes.
And then we looked online for about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And it said it won't be available for 3 months.
The demo.
The demo.
Wow.
And I never, at this day, I never played the demo. There, because it was like, oh, fuck you guys.
Yeah. You probably sold God of War Ascension before the demo even came out.
You know what? I think I played God of War for like 10 minutes.
We played it.
I sold it.
But we were pissed.
And I bought it back and like bought it back when it was 10 bucks and I beat it then. But I was like, wow.
Yeah, that was bad.
Wow.
That was bad.
That was pretty
bad. Last of Us strikes again.
Yeah.
Making you want to buy it.
But they made up for it.
But yeah.
Fucking man.
Do you think, like, they release all these Final Fantasy demos, which are awesome, but do you like the direction that game's going?
Nope.
I don't either. I played it. It's beautiful. I get why people are going to like it. But from a traditional RPG fan, I don't like it.
Well, first of all, where is it?
It's there. It's there.
Where is it going?
It's there. My worry is that where Final Fantasy VII is going to go. Into that open world sort of thing.
I hope so. It's different. See, on games we love, like Metal Gear, I'm happy with the way they made it. I'm happy exactly how they did it.
Do you think they're going to remake Final Fantasy VII to be an open world game?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think
some parts.
I think they're going to, like, we always talked about.
Open world, if you think about it. That Final Fantasy VII is open world.
Right. And then, so it's obviously going to be open world, but they're going to add more stuff to it, I think. They're going to add, like, what we always talked about. They're going to add Crisis Core, Abachill, and, like, kind of, like, mix it.
They better.
Because it's a remake. Yeah. They're even saying it's going to be different. It's not going to be a screen-by-screen shot from the originals.
I want it to be turn-based. That's all I want. Do whatever you want to it. Just give me my turn-based.
They're going to mix. There's a reason why they haven't released Crisis Core anymore. Or double,
I think so,
the
too,
Vita.
Man.
They're going
to
mix it all together, make an awesome epic story.
It's not even on the eShop.
And it's going to be super long.
E-shop, the store.
Mm-hmm.
Those games, Crisis Core has never been on the store in America, at least.
I know. But yeah, it's going to... They're doing something. Take your time. I don't care. Please do it right, though.
Well, in 2020, I will be buying my PlayStation 4 console.
Yep.
Special edition.
Because they still haven't done with 15. Well, they have separate teams, though, so.
But they're not done with 15 or Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, yeah, Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, another mysterious game.
Yeah.
Stop announcing games, everyone.
Well, just wait. Bethesda did it right.
Fallout. Yeah. Hey, we have Fallout 4, and it's coming out 2 months.
Yep.
Awesome.
Here it is.
Thank you.
There it is.
Yeah.
It's buggier than shit, but here it is.
Yeah, here you go. That's fine. They'll fix it.
At least it's not Dishonored.
You get a 49 gig patch in the first week that will take up your hard drive, and you have to go buy another hard drive. But besides that, it's great. I like that. Give me 2 months. Or say, oh, here's a game, and you can play it right now. What? Let me go download that. That's pretty sweet. I don't know, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, pretty much the end of the year. We're all done. We'll see what happens next year. There's a lot of great games coming out.
There's nothing else coming out? Just Xenoblade?
Xenoblade, Just Cause 3, and then Tom Clancy game, Vegas something.
Is Just Cause 3 Square?
It'll be good. The second one was really good. But it'll be open world.
Of course.
Because the second one was.
Of course. So this one will be even bigger.
Open world.
What about like Crackdown? Are they coming out with another Crackdown? I don't know if they are or not.
I don't know.
Crackdown on the Mega Drive?
Crackdown with the Crackdowns.
Crackdown.
Yeah, it's a game on the Mega Drive, Kev. I mean, for a while, but probably I was just in the 90s and stuff. No, it's actually pretty good. It's a good really? Platformer.
You should Crackdown try it. On the Mega Drive?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't have to tell me it's a platformer. It's on the Mega Drive. I just
assume yeah.
It's every a, game it's, is kind of a platformer.
It's a third-person shooter. A third-person 16-bit shooter. It's just awesome. Like pixels everywhere.
That would be awesome.
No, it wouldn't. So, random, I'm looking at your Batman DVD set.
Okay.
And I looked up my turtle van. Mm-hmm. Remember, I just got that at Costco not too long ago for yeah. $60.
It's still there.
It's back to $150 again.
Why? Because wow. it's still at Costco.
Is it still at Costco?
At Chino Hills has like 10 of them. Well, so
can we buy them and make a lot of money?
Yeah.
I do want to get them. Are they seriously there?
Yeah, I swear to God.
Okay, I'm going nowhere
it's
there.
It's right next to the Wonder Years box set and the Full House box set. So.
Yeah. $150 yeah. on eBay.
Really?
Uh-huh. And I could get that with my business thing, so no tax.
On There's Costco. Tons of them, dude.
Okay.
Tons of them.
Yeah.
Sweet. Right down the street, Chino House?
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, because we got those Batmans, and they're very expensive online, and we got it for like $13
They're
each.
Probably worth more now. I just yeah. thought about looking those up right now.
Yeah, that's why I only opened the first one, and I watched like half of it, and it's so good.
Dude.
That's it's so good. Dude, nothing it's beats really
those.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Nothing beats those. That's like the best cartoon.
It takes a couple episodes to get back into it, but mm-hmm. then you're like, holy shit, like this is like the story is real.
Yeah.
Like it's awesome.
Yeah, it's like as an adult, we can still appreciate the storyline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
that's
awesome,
why
dude.
The kids were like,
that cartoon is dark, man.
Yeah.
There's a lot of death in that cartoon, man. Yeah. Like, people were dying left and right and morphing into mutants and yeah. bats. And
dude. Still the best run of Batman to this date. Better yeah. than other movies or anything else came out. That yep. animated series is
yeah, I'm with you perfect. On that one. That's definitely good. I need to go get that turtle van.
Get it.
Yeah, I should.
Let's go right now. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's go. What time is it?
Let's go right now.
9:30 at night?
We're going live.
Yeah, we'll wait. We got. I mean, you're in a sweet lawn chair. I mean, we could just.
Dude, I am comfy in this lawn chair. You're welcome. Okay, so our setup here, we're on a camping table. We got one folding party table, a lawn chair, and a swivel desk table. Swivel desk.
Why not?
Chair.
I'm comfy.
Small beginnings.
Joey's probably
guys.
The less.
Small beginnings.
I'm not too comfortable here.
See?
Yeah.
But we have like.
But I deal with it.
But we have like. Cushion, we have like $600 worth of mics on a $30 table. So.
Yeah.
That's about to fall over if we look at it wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I hit it. I'm surprised it didn't collapse. All right. Any other games we need to talk about?
Nope. I think for video games, we are done. There's going to be a lot of cool Black Friday sales. Keep an eye out for that.
Yes.
There's a Last of Us, but Uncharted Nathan Drake bundle, console, 500 gig, $300.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
I did see that.
And there's a lot of cool stuff coming out. Mm-hmm. All
$300. Those things are going to disappear in seconds.
Yes.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto is like $20 at Target. Target's
gonna are we doing Black Friday shopping again?
I wish. You gonna do it?
I mean, I only do it if you do it.
I'm down, but I've been going solo
movies.
Lately.
I wanna buy some movies.
Okay. Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of
$2
Blu-rays. Yeah. Yeah, we always get. But they're always good. I get it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Do it.
I have a lot of them.
Hopefully Terminator will be $10.
Ooh, the new one?
Genesis. I haven't bought any Blu-rays. Oh, actually I bought one. What did I get?
Venice?
Inside Out?
No.
Avengers?
Uh-uh.
No.
Something that just came out?
Recently? No, I didn't. Oh, yeah, Jurassic Park.
Oh, that's right.
Which is Jurassic. $10. There is Black Friday.
Is it already?
It just showed on their ad. Because some ads already leaked.
Well.
So, Black Friday, guys. Pick up your games. That is next week. Next week is Thanksgiving.
Pick up everything you've ever wanted to play.
We're going
to
take a break because next week is Thanksgiving.
Already?
Next week. Next Thursday. And
Thursday. Yeah.
If you guys are in California, go ahead and check out SoCal Retro Gaming Expo. Mm-hmm. You can check up online at SoCalRetroGamingExpo.com. It's going to be a really cool event in January, the 31st. Mm-hmm. I recommend you check it out if you live in SoCal and you love video games.
You talk about some old sweet games. And
yep, we're going to have some cool competitions. We're just about to announce our Star Fox competition.
You're about to announce it. Don't announce it now.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
All six do people it. Are going to rush
heard,
to the line.
You heard it first. All of our three listeners?
Well, no, that's us.
Viewers?
So six.
Three, plus the other three, yeah. Six.
That's it.